2 days after he got it, the fellow next door got a new pickup. Same kind. Those poor cows were just going crazy. Do you call anything to your pigs when you're going to feed them?
Or
who?
Or you mean what do I call the pigs when?
Yeah.
Or call how do in?
How do you call them?
Well, I say whoo.
How about your sheep?
Is that?
How about your sheep?
No, I don't call them.
They call us.
How about when you were a boy?
I don't remember ever calling the sheep particularly. We had a dog that would go get them pretty well.
Gee, a good dog is certainly an asset, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
The Scotch lady that I was talking to said they had a border collie. And gee, it was just a pleasure to have them work.
I saw a couple of border collies work last, what was this last fall? They're really the only good sheep dogs that I've ever seen work.
Hmm.
Well, they was, like you see, the trained ones on television tonight. Mm-hmm.
Well, I got all excited about this. She said they'd given away the pups. This seems strange to me.
Yeah.
I said, but they just gave them away. And I thought, gee whiz, maybe I can come down and buy a pup. She said, oh, this was 20 years ago.
This fellow would have given one away for about $400 or $500.
Yeah, that was the story. She said that they kept the pups with the mother dog, and the mother dog trained them. And they just didn't have to train their dogs. They just...
Really?
Wouldn't this be an ideal way to do it?
Mm-hmm.
All right, now take this little dog out and train it, please.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any special calls that you use for your chickens? Get over here, chickens.
No more chickens than we have. We don't bother to call them.
Boy, I just don't know how people can raise chickens the way the price of chickens has gone. Eggs.
I figured my labor at $1 an hour, I could buy one cheaper and I can guess one and pick it.
You get those, what do you use a rubber wheel or something to skin all the hair, all the feathers off?
Well, we used to, I would just pick them.
Yeah.
Up to the skeleton.
Yeah, that's the way we used to do it when I was a kid. I'd shoot them, I didn't like to cut their heads off. So.
Well,
I had a pellet gun. Gee, this was an easy way to do it. You didn't scare the flock, and you didn't bother anything. You just shoot the chicken in the head, and it would lie there and flop a bit. Well, if someone said to you, is it very far down there to the hog pen, what would you say?
I'd say, no, it's not far.
Is it a... Well, I'll just wait. I'll get this in conversation as we go along. Some of these things just come out.
I'm not a fur man.
No, I was just wondering what you'd say. Someone said, is it far?
Well, I'd say just a little ways, or not very far.
Uh-huh. But if, on the other hand, it was quite a distance, and somebody said, is it far? What would you say?
Well, I'd say it was quite a ways or a long ways.
Uh-huh. You know, it's hard to ask that question.
Yes, but it is too.
Really, you haven't make any sense. You just about have to ask your own questions here, and I'll sit here and write the answers. When people first moved into this country and started to farm, what did they do, first of all?
You mean when they started the farm?
Yeah.
Well, they broke the sod. Mm-hmm. That's a plow.
Mm-hmm. Then what?
Well, then they would have to harrow it.
Mm-hmm.